I'm one of many business owners on Cliff Road, and we absolutely rely on those 19 free parking spaces. All the businesses along the road are very much against it. It's going to lead to a loss of trade. It's going to lead to less economic activity in the town 52 weeks a year. And at some point, we just have to do something. So, if people want to keep that free parking in Newquay, they've got to sign and they've got to let their councillor know.
Now, you've met with Joanna Kenny, who's the new member for Newquay Central and Pentire, along with Newquay Bid. What happened during that meeting?
Yeah, the meter was positive. I don't think there's a massive appetite for it to happen. And, what this current administration have got to remember is, this was a really big election point. People voted to get the Conservatives out. And two of the big reasons they got them out was because of the privatisation of the car parks, which has been quashed, and has been removal of the parking in town. The Conservatives did very well the last election, but, you get judged on your decision making, and people voted them out. The public do not want to lose free parking in town. The businesses do not want to lose free parking in town. It's just a no-brainer.
In terms of when that news came last week about the car parking, did you think this is the moment we've got a chance here?
Yeah, so there's something called a traffic regulation order, which will be going in the next couple of weeks, and that's really our last chance saloon. We've been, the Cornwall Council held consultation sessions, which were not consultation sessions. The businesses were not listened to. Newquay Bid were not listened to. We even proposed an alternative route, because we understand that the whole reason for doing this wasn't because anyone wanted a cycle path. It was because they had to tick a box for the active travel component of the £55 million grant for the MCM, Mid Cornwall Metro. We understand that. We suggested that the cycle path, instead of coming along Cliff Road, diverts down Edgecombe Avenue, goes all the way down to Edgecombe Avenue, takes in Newquay Junior School, connects up with the cycle network around Heron Tennis, and then also connects up with the existing cycle network behind the police station. So it would be cheaper, connects two networks, and connects a primary school. That was really well received. I don't think I've read a single comment from anybody be a bad idea. Everybody thinks this is a much, much better idea. But ultimately, we were told at the consultation, quotation mark, that this would never happen because that wasn't in the original plans that we submitted. Thus proven, it was never a consultation. It was an exercise of Cornwall Council telling Newquay what was going to happen. And that's just not acceptable.
And do you think there's a chance now with this new administration that thinking could be essentially overturned?
There has to be a strong will. So where there's a will, there's a way. But they have to be motivated to do it. And I understand it's not easy. The ship has partially left. So it's much, much more difficult to turn it around. But it can be turned around. We've asked for a business impact assessment, which Cornwall Council refused to do. There's various equality assessments that they haven't done. And ultimately, something very similar down at Penryn was going to happen. The businesses and locals oppose this. Their councillor down there, pulled rank and managed to get the scheme cancelled. So, if it can happen in Penryn, it can happen in Newquay.
And if it does go ahead, I mean, clearly you've set out already why and how you think it will impact the businesses, but the area has seen something of a change, hasn't it? It seems like an area that's on the up and there's
It is.
positive things happening there. And is it going to destroy that area potentially?
Yeah, I think it will. We've actually got MasterCard data, which shows that Cliff Road is one of the top two spending spots in the whole of Newquay, the other area being Sainsbury's. And it's no coincidence that both Sainsbury's and Cliff Road have free parking. So these are the two highest spending areas in the town. We don't have any charity shops. We don't have any empty shops. 15 years ago, Cliff Road was looking bad. It was looking grim. At the time, Jeff Brown managed to get a loading bay in there, which stimulated other businesses to come into the area, know that they can get their deliveries done safely. They changed the parking. And Cliff Road is definitely on the up. And there's some great businesses down here. We've got the Secret Garden, you've got Rebellion, you've got hairdressers. And one thing I'd say about this end of town is that it's busy 52 weeks of the year. And you can't say that about everywhere else in town.
Officially, the council's holding the line at the moment. Things might be happening behind the scenes, but so we have the official statement here, and they're essentially still saying, you know, there is alternative parking being provided elsewhere. They cite Tolkien Coach Park, the new spaces in Oakley Terrace. What, I mean, what do you think about those as alternatives?
Yeah, you cannot compare apples to pears. You cannot compare paid for parking with free on-road parking. You know, at the end of the day, the high street is facing massive competition from Amazon, massive competition from out-of-town stores. You know, there's a reason why Marks Spencer's in Fradden is busy all year round. It's got free parking. You know, if we want to take money back off Amazon and get it back on the high street, parking is the number one solution to do that. You make it more difficult to get into town, you make it more expensive to get in town, people are going to vote and they're going to spend the money on Amazon instead. We welcome the new car park. That's great. And that should be done in addition. It shouldn't be a case of we're going to take away one thing and then add another thing. Let's just do both. Let's leave the parking on Cliff Road. Let's add the car park. Let's do all the things that are positive for the town rather than one thing is positive, one thing is negative. There's no two ways about it. The consultation was completely ignored. The residents, the businesses, no one is in favour of removing these spaces. So really hope that the administration take note of the election results. They take note of the fact that people elected these, you know, these councillors on the basis of, you know, multiple election promises, one of which was to oppose and change the parking situation on Cliff Road. You know, if they can do that, that's brilliant. That's democracy.